If you run a company or manage a team, hiring qualified people quickly can make or break your business. Imagine a position of need going unfilled for weeks or even months because you just can't seem to find the right candidate. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. This makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts. You only pay for results on your job post. Just in the last minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. Now that is fast. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. Listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Go to Indeed.com/BWN right now to support this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply.
Traveling to see your fave sports team is cool, but traveling with Amex Platinum for the big game is even better.
Right this way.
With access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, you can skip the line.
And one.
And with access to the Centurion Lounge,
he shoots a three.
You can catch the next game on the way home. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
On the Wolfpack Sports Network, from Learfield, welcome to the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. Here is Larry Burnett.
We're back once again here on the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast, and I've got LaVarez Duncan with me now. He's the assistant coach on this Nevada Women's Basketball team. Second year with the group, what's it like for you?
It's been great. I'm a player's coach, so I think the relationships that I've built with not only the staff, but the players has been tremendous, and I think I just really enjoy my time here.
You were a grad assistant at TCU, and then you came in here. What's the acclimation process to coming into a new staff?
I think it's a lot of, just building trust and understanding how everybody works. Obviously, when you come from a different program, and I was only a GA there, so didn't really get to do as much as hands-on as, I would have liked, but being here and being able to do more and have a bigger role and being able to just understand how things work has been very, very, very easy to do because of the people that I work with.
You came in as the director of player development. Now you're a full-time assistant coach. How is it different for you?
A big change was my placement on the bench. As of last year, I was kind of towards the end with the players, but now I'm kind of towards the front, and just being able to give Amanda insight on what's going on in the game and some things that I see closer to the bench has been, one of the biggest things that I enjoy. And then being able to just coach, and they trust me to knowing what's right to say to the players and the right time to do that. So that's been good.
Now you're a big guy. How big are you?
I'm 6'8". I think I'm 290 right now. So,
but working on it, right?
Yeah, working on it. Working on it for the big day, for the wedding. Yeah,
you got a wedding coming up. He's trying to get down to wedding speed, I guess you could say it is. People would look at you and say you must have played football. Did you?
I played football middle school, freshman year of high school. But after that, I had hit a growth spurt. My eighth grade summer going into ninth grade year, I hit a crazy growth spurt out of nowhere. And then basketball was just the thing that I needed to do. Although I probably would have been really good at football, but I wanted to play basketball.
All right. So as a big, how much impact do you have? How much work do you have with the big players here, the centers, the forwards, the frontline players?
A lot. I think a lot of the things that I talk to them about is angles and finding the right angles and, just being patient and poised when they have the ball in the post. I think the way that a lot of teams want to play is getting the ball inside and working inside out. So working with them and helping them with finishing and just helping them see the game through a different lens. Obviously, I'm younger, so they know that I recently played. So some of the things that I tell them, they kind of understand it better just for the fact that I'm hey, this is how I used to do it. And then they go and try it, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Talking with LaVarez Duncan here, assistant coach on the basketball team. You spent some time on the floor with them, too. You're actually, physically out there showing and defending and giving them different looks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I'll practice and guard them and make it tough, especially when we play players who are, taller. So I'm a good person that can replicate that. And then also sometimes when I'm playing, I'm trying to score on them to show them that I still got it. And that this is what I used to do back when I played.
Word is that when you were in college, you actually had a podcast of your own. What was that like?
It was fun. So me and two of my other friends, we came up with a deal to have a podcast. We just like talk sports. It was hard, obviously, because I was still playing and one of my other friends was starting to coach. So it was hard to keep it going, but we talked sports. One of the favorite topics that we did where we were naming the top NBA players under 23 or like, wow. And it was at the time it was like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, it was like Ja Morant when he was hot. So it was like a really good topic to always talk about, and we would revisit it at the end of the season and kind of re-rank them and see how that went.
As you're growing up, who were the basketball players that you looked up to?
I looked up to Kevin Garnett. He was probably my favorite. And then I'm a huge Kobe guy. So those two, man, the toughness of like being in the post and the grit came from Kevin Garnett. And then just the will to be able to do whatever I wanted to do on the court came from Kobe.
Two guys who came right out of high school into the NBA.
Yep, two legends. Yeah.
So you got a wedding coming up. How are you juggling working and getting wedding stuff done?
Kudos to my fiance. She's handling a lot of the stuff, and then she'll give me tasks here and there that I can manage and complete. But it's been good. I've been really focused on work and doing the work things, and then once I get a task from her, like I can knock it out the park because I have some free time sometimes when we're on the road and like, and it's not my scout. So it's been good to juggle both. And shout out to my fiance. She's been helping me a lot.
Word to the wise: let her do it. And do whatever she says.
Exactly. She sends me something to do it. I ask her how to get it done, and then I do it.
Lavaris, I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yes, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you.
Lavaris Duncan, our guest here on the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. I'm Larry Burnett. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you join us next time.
This has been the Nevada Women's Basketball Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Wolfpack Sports Network.